Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How'd you feel about the hiring of Boone?
Well, I mean, I know that everyone's very excited about it, and I know that they're all just, I mean, super high on him, and he got just glorified, like, I mean, royal treatment for getting that job. Just the tabloids, the media, the TV, the press conference, the radio shows, the TV interviews, you know, you would have thought this is the greatest hire in the history of Major League Baseball. And I got to tell you, I mean, the only thing I'll agree with about everything is that, yeah, he's been around baseball his whole life. Good for you. So congratulations. He was a Bob Boone's kid. What the hell else is he going to do? He grew up a Major League player's son. So he was around. There's been 1,000 of them that have grown up around baseball. I've seen Bonds kids. I've seen every kid ever that's dad played Major League Baseball. They grew up around baseball. And now suddenly, because he grew up around baseball and has been around baseball his whole life, suddenly he's Casey Stengel. So I got to tell you, I'm just not buying in yet that he's the greatest manager ever hired. Because he's been around baseball his whole life. Well, I've been around baseball my whole life, too. Maybe I should manage the Mets, you know? So, I mean, if that's the case, then anybody. George, you've been around baseball and basketball your whole life. Why aren't you coaching the Knicks? I mean, if he can do it, anybody can do it. Because he's never coached a day in his life. He's never managed a day in his life. And these guys, Carver Hyde being one of them, they're ready to crown the guy already the greatest manager ever. You've already told me last night you're all in.
I'm all in.
You're all Kool-Aid in. You're like, this is the guy. He's saying all the right things. Oh, it's so hard to say all the right things when you got a smoke show wife sitting next to you. Listen, I'll tell you what's going to happen to her. It's going to be the last she's going to be seeing of him for the next 10 years because when you're the manager of the New York Yankees, you ain't got no time for family. Know that. Okay? Daddy ain't coming home very often. He's going to be sleeping in his office out in the Bronx. And I'm right about that, too.
Got a huge advantage having his father being a former manager. Oh. Somebody asked him yesterday in the press conference, isn't it great that, you know, when you got one of those, you're having a sleepless night after a tough decision in the game,
you can
turn to Pops, you know, and run it by him and see what he thinks because he's been in your shoes and he's managed a team. I thought it was great. I thought it was just awesome yesterday.
Well, I think Bob, actually, I think the Yankees would be in better hands with Bob Boone.
Oh, come on.
They would. Because
give Aaron a shot.
At least he's done it. So all this talk about this guy, you know, I'll give you one thing. This is a renegade hire that's, I mean, it's equivalent to the Thrashers giving me the play-by-play job, and I've never called a game in my entire life. That's exactly the same thing that they did. I'd never called a game in my entire life, and they hired me as the play-by-play guy of an NHL team, and I did a good job, which I don't believe. I don't believe Brett Boone will be this great manager. Whatever his name is, I don't even know his name. That's how little I care about him. That's the second one I butchered tonight. Josh Brown was Josh Gordon. Brett Boone. Is that what I called him? Was there a Brett Boone?
Yeah, his brother.
Right. Thanks.
He played for the Mariners.
That's right.
He out of nowhere hit like 50 homers one year.
Yeah, he wasn't too juiced up. So his brother could do a better job of managing him. So look, I'll give him time. I mean, I'll give him 5 years to see if he can do all this. I'm not going to crown him because he this pathetic New York media is so ridiculous. Like, oh, my God, how pathetic. He's been around baseball his entire life. He's a savant. Oh, please. He was on ESPN every Sunday night. So's Jessica Mendoza. She might as well be on the Yankees payroll, too. I mean, she should be the manager. Why not? Why not hire her instead? I mean, in fact, I think she's better than him on the broadcast, too. How do you like them apples? So, there you go. I think they should hire Jessica Mendoza. Listen, all this, he's the greatest. What a hire. He's a savant. What's next? He's Picasso, for Christ's sakes. He's Rembrandt. Was there a Rembrandt?
Yes.
All right. I just want, because I've screwed every other thing up tonight. But I told you, I make like 30 mistakes a day at least. I'm not the guy you want for perfection, believe me. And I can't sing either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.